This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. You think I know this number by heart, right? 732-5563. Again. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for paying attention. I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there that you could listen to. Or watch, for that matter. You can watch my show, too. Just head up to the website at realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things going up there. But your IQ proves out, and you watch this show. So, I thought I'd start off by making us extremely sick. It's good to get the throwing up out of the way on the front end. This, in case you missed it, Waters, Jesse Waters, our buddy, he went out and spoke to a bunch of millennials. This is only a couple minutes long, so I won't subject you to this for hours on end. And asked people what they thought of Hillary and Trump. Now, you got to hear what the young people have to say. You have to hear the ignorance of some of these people that sound like they might have a clue.
What do you think about Donald Trump?
Not the biggest fan.
I believe that his tax policy and his views are what can really straighten out America again.
I think Donald Trump is an egomaniac.
He's racist. He only likes his kind.
If Trump only likes his kind, why'd he marry an immigrant?
Oh, you see me? I ain't know that. That's just something new. I just found out about you.
I think... Okay. I can't. Did you hear him? I'm not so sure that was English. He might be from another country. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure. Let's take a listen.
He's an egomaniac.
He's racist. He only likes his kind.
If Trump only likes his kind, why'd he marry an immigrant?
Oh, you see me? I ain't know that. That's just something new. I just found out about you.
I think I just found out about you. Now, I'm sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't talk because I have really bad grammar and I don't speak so good sometimes myself. But, I mean, seriously, these people come at this like they have a clue. Take a listen.
The suggestion that immigrants from South America are rapists was primarily, I think, just generally devaluing them.
Didn't Trump say he wants to keep rapists out of the country? What's wrong with that?
What?
This country has become a joke, and Donald Trump is the punchline.
Excited to vote?
Yeah, I'm a big Hillary guy.
I bet you are.
She's a smart woman. I think she knows what she's doing, and I think she'll get stuff done.
If she knows what she's doing, why couldn't she protect the embassy in Benghazi?
No comment about Benghazi.
Do you think Hillary is going to be a tough leader?
I mean, definitely.
Now, why couldn't she have a comment about Benghazi? She sounded so forceful when it came to, I know Hillary can do it. I know she can do the right job. I know she can all this other stuff. Right? And, you know, all this other stuff they don't want to know about. When it comes to Benghazi, that person knew. She didn't want to say anything. She wasn't saying disparaging about her little honey.
Comment about Benghazi.
Do you think Hillary is going to be a tough leader?
I mean, definitely.
If Hillary is so tough, why can't she face questions from the press?
Wait, what did you say?
Bernie should...
Oh, Was that English?
Be president.
How many jobs has Bernie Sanders created?
A lot of jobs.
More than Donald Trump?
From what I see, yeah.
How did Bernie create jobs?
All the old buildings, he making into like new businesses, like an office business, construction.
Wow, Bernie, when did Bernie get into construction? This is news. I fancy myself on being up on what's going on, and I was unaware that Bernie had become a developer. Anybody else or
business, whatever.
I think you're talking about Trump.
That's Trump?
Yes.
I apologize.
Wow. Yeah. See, and we play this millennial stuff all the time. Right? Maybe tonight, maybe the first hour, we'll turn into a millennial hour. See how many of you I get to throw up early and fast. Yeah, we've played this stuff a million times. And the thing that bothers me the most is this is what they're being taught at school. Right? This is what they're being taught by teachers. This is what they're being taught by their parents. So how do we fix this? How do you reach these young people and get them to understand, you know, it's not about getting things. It's not about being handed things. Right? It's about getting, yeah, I don't know if I want to do, yeah, I can do that. Okay. It's not about getting, it's about working for things. It's about having an appreciation for things. It's about, you know, not mommy and daddy watching over you and telling you how many pieces of toilet paper to use to do, you know what. Right? And where do they get their values from? Where do you think most of these people got their values? I'm more curious. I don't know. I'm curious to know who taught them? Who taught them that the government owes them? That mommy and daddy owes them? Oh, I wonder who taught them that one, right? That mommy and daddy owe them. I just find it highly. I never taught my kids that. I know I'm a terrible parent. Because we weren't those parents that bought their kids their cars. We made them work for them. Right? We weren't those parents that just handed the kids money every weekend to go out. We made them work for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I always do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up there, you're going to find people smarter than I up on the chat room. It ain't that hard. I realize that. But you're going to find people smarter than I am. Now, you know, there's a lot of things that that makes people crazy about Trump. And why, I don't know. I mean, it's the It's the fact that he hits things in a black and white fashion make you uncomfortable. Isn't that what we need? I mean, better that than somebody who's telling you what they think or telling you what they think you want to hear them say and then do something else. You know, I get a lot of heat for the things that I say because I'm on the school board. And my retort to them always is you realize that 80% of the people on these boards, like I am, think like I do, have the same basic principles I have. The only difference is I'm outspoken about them. I ain't quiet. Put it in my best English. So anyhow, what I lovingly refer to as Bubba and Trump, Mr. Clinton, you know, when a Dem says something, there's no problem, is there? Democrat says it, and it's fine. But when a Republican says exactly the same thing, you know, we talked about, you know, Trump talking about keeping the borders, closing the borders, keeping the Muslims out, that kind of stuff. They won't remember when Jimmy Carter did the same thing. They don't remember that. And it was okay then. There was no outcry then. Where was it? So I just want to give you a little taste of, you know, Trump and Bubba side by side. Take a listen. Maybe.
One of these areas is the problem of illegal immigration.
Hold on. I like to start from the beginning.
One of these areas is the problem of illegal immigration.
Now, wait a minute. Illegal immigration isn't a problem, Bubba. Remember? I mean, you don't call them illegal anymore. Now you call them undocumented. I guess it's changed. And you've changed with the time. Good for you for evolving.
We have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
Oh, my God, I can't believe that. I can't believe he's so heartless. He wants to stop people who are coming here for a better life.
This administration has taken a strong stand to stiffen the protection of our borders.
Oh, you can't do that. You're keeping people. You're a nasty, nasty, hateful man, don't you think?
We will build a wall. It will do what it's supposed to do. Keep illegal immigrants out.
Another hateful. I can't believe these two. You'd think these guys were twins, wouldn't you, at this point? But there was, you know, when Bubba was doing it, there was no outcry. Can I call him Bubba now? Because he's not president anymore, right? Because I got a world of hurt the other day because I said that the president had a mental issue. I was called all kinds of wonderful names. But I don't know. I mean, can I call him Bubba? Think it's okay?
We are increasing border controls by 50%.
We're going to have a border. It's going to be a real border.
We have a country. We have to have borders.
We are increasing inspections to prevent the hiring of illegal immigrants.
How can he do that? These people are just coming here to work. They just want to feed their families. It's an act of love.
And tonight I announce I will sign an executive order to deny federal contracts to businesses that hire illegal.
God, you know what? I'm sorry. I know some of you are going to throw up in your mouth right now, but there's one Democratic president I can get behind. There's an executive order I'm more than happy to let him sign and not make any noise about it.
Immigrants.
What are we going to do about illegal hiring?
You can be very, very strong. It could be a huge financial penalty. It could be beyond a
financial penalty. What are these guys in your... Well,
you can't do
magnet.
That with E-Verify and with...
Oh, and are you for it?
I'm for it.
We should honor every legal immigrant here working hard to be a good citizen, but we are also a nation of laws.
We have a country. We have to have laws. We either have a country or we don't.
Sound familiar? You know those voices, right? You can trust me. President Clinton, he wanted to close the border. He put more border patrol on there. Illegals are not welcome. Come on, think about this. And where was his team on all of this? Was anybody trying to crucify him? No, not at all. But Trump does it. Oh, my God, he's a heartless, white, racist, bigoted, hateful homophobe. Have we heard that one yet? We haven't heard him as a homophobe, have we? No, I didn't say homophobe. I said homophobe. And they, it's okay by them. Is it not? It's okay by that group. Yes, I did say that group. the hypocrisy that these guys, the Clintons especially, use on a regular basis, the hypocrisy behind, you know, depending on the group. This is the one thing I keep saying about Bernie Sanders that I really like. He doesn't care what group he's in front of. They're all the same for him. Right? He doesn't. I know he doesn't. He can't stop himself, I guess. Now, I don't know if this is going to play or not, but I'm going to try. This is something put out by the Gun Owners of America. And Hillary has gone from, I don't know, saying that gun owners are terrorists. Right? She wants to take guns away from legal, you know, Americans who own them legally, citizens who own them legally. But you don't hear much about that anymore, do you? She's not screaming it from the rooftops anymore, is she? I wonder why that is. You think she's afraid? Let's see.
Hillary Clinton referred to a minority of people who terrorized the majority. But she wasn't talking about real terrorists. She was talking about American gun owners. That's right. According to Hillary Clinton, the one sector of people we need to watch out for is American gun owners. And she said this openly during a town hall meeting.
What do you think of that? Right? Her telling people that the most feared people in the United States should be American gun owners. Right? She doesn't make a distinction between legal and illegal. I guess they can't use those words anymore. She doesn't say anything about we just did the story the other night about how many people have been shot and killed in Chicago with illegal guns. Hey, we'll do more of this inside the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, again, 732-5563. I love this, though. Got to tell you. Actually, during the break, I got a call from one of those robocalls, right? And the caller says, "Hey, stop what you're doing. In the next 30 seconds, I'm going to give you," like, "Oh, you are?" And how, and you, and the recording kind of stops and starts and stops and starts. So it apparently, if it's so when you get it, press the right buttons to get somebody on the other line and say, "Where's my 30K?" I love antagonizing these people. Actually, I know my wife thinks I've lost my mind, but I love antagonizing these people. I really do. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you could do up there, seriously. So we're playing a clip from Gun Owners of America. And these candidates, they just, they'll lie, they'll say anything they need to say to get you to, first, pay attention, and two, try to get you to believe what they're saying. I mean, you heard the millennial stuff just a few minutes ago. Well, you heard a bunch of people, a bunch of young people, who are going to vote for Hillary. But they can't tell you what she did. They're going to vote for Hillary, and they're confused as to what Trump stands for, what Bernie stands for, what Hillary stands for, but they're going to vote anyway. This is scary. It's extremely scary.
But think about it for a moment. What if we actually did what Hillary suggests and actually disarmed American gun owners? Let's see. I guess terrorists, muggers, and murderers would lay down their weapons and we'd have world peace. Hey, can I have some more of that yummy Kool-Aid? And I suppose Hillary's bodyguards and liberal politicians would melt down their guns and carry around nightsticks for their defense to set an example and practice what Hillary preaches. If you think you've heard shrill before, I can just imagine Hillary's reaction if those protecting her life ever told them they decided to stop opposing her public call to grab all our guns. At Gun Owners of America.
Well, listen, think about something. If you use her logic, right, and you take guns away from everybody, she doesn't need anybody with guns to protect her anymore, does she? Because, hey, they'll all be gone. They'll be illegal. Right? Isn't that how it works?
Huh. If you think you've heard shrill before, I can just imagine Hillary's reaction if those protecting her life ever told them they decided to stop opposing her public call to grab all our guns. At Gun Owners of America, we've kept a close eye on all of the high-profile political purveyors of gun control. And you know what we found? Brace yourselves. It's not just Hillary Clinton who has armed bodyguards. Barack Obama has had them for 8 years now, and bodyguards who carry guns. So the next time you hear some gun-grabbing politician ask you to surrender your guns, say, no thank you, I'm keeping mine.
Well, you know, the funny thing about this is I get that high-profile people might need or do need protection. I get all of that. Right? But when these people come out and say they don't need, there is no need for guns, you don't need guns, we have to get them off the streets, well, then they don't need guns either. Anyway, I'm changing my little lineup for a listener. Yeah, here we go. So this was an audio that was leaked, and Clinton says the Supreme Court was wrong on the Second Amendment. Now, she slammed that. This goes back to October 2015, so it's an older story, but you got to hear it because it falls right in line with all these lies, with people saying whatever they think you want to hear. So you'll feel good about that. Now, Hillary slammed the Supreme Court as wrong on the Second Amendment. She called for reinstating the assault weapons ban during a small private fundraiser in New York last week. Now, according to the audio of her remarks obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, now, Clinton has previously supported an assault weapons ban. This is the first time since launching her campaign that she indicated that she would take on the Supreme Court over gun issues. See, again, we're back to she doesn't believe they're right. She doesn't believe. Isn't that funny? So she's considered a hero, yet when we fight, the Supreme Court, when conservatives say something against the Supreme Court, then, yeah, it's different for us, right? You know, we're phobic. We're jerks. I mean, I can go down a whole list of stuff that they've called us. Let me, it's a bad recording because it's in a big hall and it was probably done on somebody's phone. But you need to hear this. You need to hear what you're up against because even liberals, many Democrats, many liberals are still okay with sane, safe Americans having guns. Hold on. And she's talking about taking on the NRA, right? Getting some applause there from people who probably have never had a gun in their hand. Oh, come on, seriously? Don't you love it? Aren't computers great, people? Come on, let's hear it for computers. Here, let's go.
I do not believe that the NRA represents most gun owners. They sure don't represent the majority of Americans. But they have so intimidated elected members of Congress and other legislative bodies that these people are passing the most absurd laws. The idea that you could have an open carry permit with an AK-47 over your shoulder walking up and down the aisles of a supermarket is just despicable. So I'm going to speak out. I'm going to do everything I can to rally people against this pernicious, corrupting influence of the NRA. And we're going to do whatever we can. I was proud when my husband took them out, and we were able to ban assault weapons, but he had to put a sunset on. So 10 years later, of course, you know, Bush wouldn't agree to reinstate them. We've got to go after this. And here again, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. And I am going to make that case every chance I get. So I will need your help on that.
See that? I mean, they are the most corrupt. They've elected so many people. Right? She doesn't talk about her corrupt group, does she? She doesn't talk about the other corrupt. You know, look at, let's be honest about it. You talk about big oil companies, pharmaceutical companies, and so on. Right? I mean, those people are pouring tons of dollars into these campaigns too, are they not? Those hedge fund people, you know, the ones that she hates so much that she's willing to take money from? You got to be careful, Hillary. You never know when this is why they hate this interweb thing so much. This is why they want to control the internet, because you can't, once this stuff is up there, it's almost impossible to take down. It's very, very, very hard to scrub. Now, the NRA, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, there you go. The NRA had a response to this. They responded to Clinton's remarks by saying that Hillary Clinton just doesn't get it. Chris Cox, the executive director of the NRA's legislative division, said that the NRA's strength lies in our 5 million members and the tens of millions of voters who support the Second Amendment. A majority of Americans support this freedom, and the Supreme Court was absolutely right to hold that the Second Amendment guarantees the fundamental individual right to keep and bear arms. And here's the deal. They're going to say, yeah, you can keep it home. That's where you can keep them. Inside the house. You got to have, like, in California. I mean, it's getting to the point now where you have to have a personal grip that reads your hand or something, or reads your fingerprints. And then you could use a gun, otherwise the gun won't fire. So there you go. I have a gun, right? My 13-year-old isn't registered on the gun. Somebody's got me at gunpoint, and we've read these stories recently where young people have saved, families have saved the lives of others because they've been taught at a young age how to use a gun. But since the gun will only work with my hand, with my print, well, then we're all dead. Because I'm sure that criminals are going to use guns that follow the same safety laws, don't you? It's just amazing. This aggravates me to know it. Going to finish up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Idiot. Yeah, there you go. No way, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back.
I ain't going to school.
Hey, get back in your seat. No dancing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? You got to be part of the conversation. You really should be part of the conversation. Because you that way there, you hear what the other side has to say. Right? And, you know, when you hear what they have to say, you can figure out a way to combat it. You can figure out a way to discuss it with them. Right? If you don't know what they're thinking, if you assume what they're thinking, then they've got, look it, I'm on their side there. They got every right to slam you. Because when you start assuming, because, listen, I've been wrong plenty of times. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But I've now learned how to keep my mouth shut until I have the information I need to make a statement or to do something. Do I still get it wrong? Yeah, of course I do from time to time. I get the wrong information. Right? So, and I love the stories you guys sent me during the break. So you just keep sending them to me. I'm good with them. So somebody sent me this story, and at first I was like, okay, whatever. Not a big deal. I didn't see a big deal in it at first, right? And then I started looking through some of the let me just get to it. So diversity. Let's talk about diversity. Right? So these speaker contracts reveal the lifestyles of the rich and famous social justice warriors and what they get paid. So in Columbus, Ohio, now racial tensions are boiling over in some sectors, some areas there. You know, transgender issues are provoking debate all over the place. You got progressive academics. They're just pushing all kinds of liberal. And this is what I've said for years now. They've got you so off balance, you can't focus on any one of them. And really, what we should be doing, we shouldn't be targeting bits and pieces all over the place. Grab something that's close to your heart that you know about and go fight it. All right? Grab something that's grab something that you know a lot about and go fight it. At the school, at the city council, at the town, whatever it is that you need to do to make a change. And don't run yourself ragged. Let somebody else pick up the bathroom bill. Let somebody else pick up Common Core. Let somebody else pick up all these things. You grab one and run with it. Now, at the Ohio State University, the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, now they focus on the recruitment and retention of successive students. Well, faculty and staff included. But they hone in on ones who enhance the diversity of the Ohio State University. Now, they spent a great deal of money in speaker fees. I'm not talking about loudspeakers either. Right? To bring people in to talk about diversity. Now, top 10 salaries, this is without benefits, for department administrators, added up to a little over $1.2 million. Now, that total included a $270,000 salary for the vice provost, who is apparently the head of that particular department. That person actually made $333,000, but the balance above the $267,000 was covered by a source outside the department. Other top salaries went to assistant vice provost, $161,000, executive director, $159,000, the senior associate director, $111,000, and another assistant for $104,000. Three other salaries were close to $100,000 each. Now, the department also hosted and paid a significant amount of money for a series of speakers, so-called social justice warriors. Now, remember, it's supposed to be the Department of Diversity, right? Now, I don't know about you. I'm not college educated, but diversity would mean all kinds of people from all kinds of all different walks of life, right? Now, the speakers included quite a few interesting people. One of them was Julian Castro, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, he's been mentioned as a potential running mate for any Democratic frontrunner but Hillary Clinton. He was paid $15,000 for the Office of Diversity and Inclusion to appear on campus on May 6th. He also received airline reimbursement up to $2,000, one free night at a hotel, and first-class ground transportation in Columbus. All his meals, all the incidentals, all of that were included. This is a college now, right? So it's almost $20,000 for a speaker. Now, what did the school get for this? God, I wish I could. Can I get these gigs? Can somebody help me get these gigs? Now, he gave one lunch speech. He participated in a 15-minute meet-and-greet session. He spent an hour with representatives from various campus groups and just hung out on campus. The Reverend Al Sharpton addressed an OSU audience, and I wonder if he took that day off of work, huh? What do you think? Think he took a personal day or got paid for that? The Right Reverend Al Sharpton addressed an OSU audience on January 14, 2015, during a Dr. Martin Luther King Day celebration. He received $12,500, a two-night hotel stay, free meals, and reimbursement for all travel costs. That's according to his contract. This was Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Al Sharpton is a black or an African American. You would think he'd want to promote these things. Should he get paid for his time? Sure, I guess he should. But this is one of those situations where if you ran with the man, you learned from the man, why wouldn't you want to put that out there? His contract stipulated first-class travel for Reverend Al Sharpton and coach transportation for a guest. Democratic strategist. Now, I haven't seen much diversity here lately. Donna Brazile visited campus on January 16, 2014. Her contract stipulated that she would give a 30 to 35-minute speech and participate in a half-hour reception. Her fee? Almost $11,000. She also received a free one-night stay at the hotel, free meals, free ground transportation, and so on. Yeah, what do you think? That brings it up to what, maybe $13,000, $14,000? The most expensive speaker was author Will Haygood, who wrote the novel The Butler. He received a $16,300 fee for a 35-minute diversity lecture, 15 minutes of questions and answers, and a reception and book signing, which means he may also made money off the books, right? And a 90-minute roundtable discussion with selected individuals, I think it was the next day. He also received 2 nights free lodging, complimentary meals, and ground transportation. You know, and again, remind you that this is the diversity department putting this on. Feminist Seal Lai Abrams was paid $5,000 plus all travel to make 3 speeches in November 2015. Travel and food, all that were included. Right? The department staff, travel and food costs also drove up the Office of Diversity and Inclusion budget. Now, the department staff had 126 transactions at various hotels around the nation for a total tab of almost $45,000. Now, again, let's go back here a little bit. The Department of Inclusion and Diversity, Julio Castro, a Hispanic Democrat, right? May be considered as Hillary Clinton's running mate. Then you have the Reverend Al Sharpton, right? Another Democrat, black African-American, outspoken for the Democratic Party and against the Republican Party. Donna Brazile, a Democratic strategist. Author Anna Castillo, right? She made 2 appearances in 2014. She made almost $12,000 with them. Where's the diversity here? Where's the white guy? Where's the Asian? No, seriously. I'm just curious. I'm always confused by this diversity word, apparently, because I don't have any clue as to what it means. I would think you'd want people from all walks of life, all socioeconomic areas. Don't you? Yeah, very, very, very confusing. Little information on Hillary Clinton in the next hour, so don't miss it. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I got some inside information today. I didn't. we have a close connection inside of the FBI. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, get your friends, your loved ones involved in the conversation. Tell them about the show. Tell them how to find the show. Tell them how to listen to the show. We've got a whole bunch of things going on up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. When you're done with that, some great stories. We have some great writers. You should take advantage of it. You know, get informed. The only way you get informed and get engaged is to read. And don't read. Please don't read those. What do you get, those 140-character text or less? You're not going to get any information out of those, so don't make them how you get your information. As I said, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a very short period of time.